We can definitely see the light mantle as it comes out over the valley here, and we're looking at hole in the wall, although it's still too subtle. We're looking right at Lara, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, there's Lara, very clear.
And hole in the wall, you can see it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's Horatio way over there with his blocks off.
Yeah, that's Horatio.
You're right on course, sir.
There's a little depression we didn't talk about, though, that's between Horatio and Camelot. But it's a depression and not a blocky crater at all. As a matter of fact, the total block population has changed. Out on the, once we get away from the rim of Camelot, the block frequency is quite a bit smaller. It's down maybe to only less than 1% of the surface. Much easier driving with the rover. Oh my God, we got that fender up. Very obvious that rover navigation, because of the blocks and because of the smaller craters and very subtle type craters in this area. There are up to 2 meter bright halo blocky craters, and that's blocky wall craters. It may be instant rock rather than. And I think it is, rather than bedrock, in the rim area of Camelot.
Horatio's got to be, there's Horatio, right?
Yeah, that's Horatio. Let me give another mark on the southern rim of Horatio. Okay, the scarp looks very smooth from here. No obvious outcrops at this time. Don't seem to be penetrating to any bedrock in the area we're traversing now, just to the southeast of Horatio. Horatio has a blocky wall, however, the upper several tens of meters probably of rim looks as if it's either mantled or composed of the light gray regolith material we've been driving on. The blocks do not come to the rim of Horatio.
Okay, copy that, Jack.
I want to take you down there or not. Yeah, Jack, hold on, I'll take you down there. Horatio has quite a different appearance than Camelot. It is, and that's the main one. The rim, the blocks do not get to the rim. What's your role? I know it's not much. It seems like a lot.
Why did you go around that crater center?
It looks like if my Horatio is any gauge, the rim thickness of maybe, this is a wild guess, Bob, but maybe an average of 20 or 30 meters stratigraphic thickness lies above the exposures of the subfloor. Exposures being blocks in the wall. And some of those blocks, again, are several meters, if not 5 to 10 meters in diameter. And they're concentrated on the west rim that I can see. There are very few blocks on the the west wall. There are very few blocks on the east, north, and south walls of Horatio.
Copy that, Jack.
Okay, Bob, we're on the southern rim, 078, 2.3, and 2.0.
Yeah, we're maybe 100 meters south of the rim. Actually, we're on a rim crest. We're 100 meters south of the break and slope into the crater.
There's a lot of, it's an undulating, hummocky traverse terrain in here, Jack.
Yeah.
These little craters make it bumpy, but other than that, it's really smooth sailing.
That's right. This is what I sort of expected the dark man to look like rather than what we landed on. Not more than 1% of the surface, and that percentage continues right over the rim crest of Horatio down onto the wall until you hit the big block.
What's this depression? That's not,
no, we're not the fronty.
No, I don't think,
no, we're not a fronty.
Okay, 17, okay. And how about an amp and mobility, speed reading?
I've been pushing anywhere from 9 to 11 clicks, and most of the time that's full out, and amperes, bouncing around 100 apiece.
Okay, watch these bounces on the
yep.
Hard to see.
I know they are.
We're climbing.
environment, Jack, because I've been full bore most of the time, and all I get out of this thing clicks, and when I decelerate, it decelerates in a hurry. What's our next stop here? Sample at 3.9?
080,
3.9. I'm sitting on 080 right now at 2.6. I think we got to add a little bit to that. Zero okay. Nine.
Okay, stand by. We'll get a new correction for you guys on that shortly.
Okay, Bob, the surface is not changing. We see no craters that seem to penetrate into bedrock out in here. That is with blocky rims. And that's quite a contrast to the area we sampled at Station 1A yesterday. I see, I cannot see in my field of view any blocky rim craters. Now, there are slight craters with fragmental walls and rims, but it looks like instant rock rather than the subfloor material.
Jack, can you see over to the left? I'll turn a little bit on the dark area of the south receipt where you get those depressed lineations. See them going from left?
Yeah, up there to the right. I see what you mean. Right.
That's what I saw at my window.
Yeah.
Lower left. They go obliquely up the slope. They're more like wrinkles.
They look linear wrinkles.
Yeah. They're crenulations, you might say, in the slope. That looks something like those I saw from orbit looking in the shadowed area.
Or at the edge of the shadows.
Bob, we've seen craters as much as 20 meters, maybe 30 meters diameter without blocky rims.
Copy that.
The rim block population is not much different. The rim block population is not much different than the average for the terrain in here.